focus on the bit we didn't read, which was verse 12, which was about, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. Why? Because we see it's very remarkable. Because if somebody was born, if a child was born in a manger, in an animal feeding trough today, it would make headline news. Then it would have been normal. People gave birth wherever they could. So actually, that wasn't worth going to see. Potentially, actually, she gave birth in something that was possibly a bit better than where other play people had given birth. There was no maternity ward. There was no cleanliness. So it wasn't. That's not what they were rushing to. They were not going to see this child because of a baby was born in a manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. Actually, the thing they were excited about was verse 11. Verse 11 says, "Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord." This is the main point, not to give directions. The angel wasn't there to give directions and say, this is where you need to go. It was a proclamation. It was a proclamation of an eternity-altering event. The angel uses three titles for the baby, which immediately a good Jew would totally understand, or even a pretty bad Jew. They would have got what it meant. It would have put it on a new level. I had been so excited to go. Not because this baby was born in particularly difficult circumstances, but because of who he was. He was Saviour. He was the Messiah. He was the Lord. And also, the angel links it in to the fact that he was born in David's town, Bethlehem. David, who is their greatest king and warrior, and it was who everybody else was compared against. This would have got any Jew excited with a high level of anticipation and excitement. So why is that the case? What is so significant about these three words? Well, Saviour is the first word. It's when it's used in the Old Testament, it's used normally to describe God and very occasionally to describe people. It would have been understood immediately, because it was meant that this person was exceptional. The word Saviour wasn't bandied around. There were only a few of them listed in the Old Testament. This was somebody exceptional. Somebody who was born with an exceptional thing to do. He had been sent by God to deliver them. Because it links in with the second one, which is Messiah. Or in another translation, it's called the Christ. The words mean the same, which means anointed. And the popular view in Jewish culture is that one day somebody would rise up and become a deliverer, become the Christ, become the Messiah, would come and actually take back the land that was theirs. Because at this time they were being ruled over by the Romans. They were looking forward to this because they'd had a cycle. If you read the Old Testament, there's a cycle of behavior that runs all the way through it. Of them being obedient and them mucking up and turning their back on God and them then having punishment and them repenting and then being blessed and then coming back round. And this runs all the way through. And they were in the midst of a silence of 400 years where God said, you've really mucked it up this time. And then he sent the Messiah. Now these two titles together could have made them think that there was somebody going to be military or somebody who was going to rise and be a big king like David because he was a Saviour and he was the Messiah. They'd look for somebody who could come and do incredible things. That's probably what their anticipation was. But the last title is the kicker. The last title is the one that actually tells exactly who this person is. It says, he is the Lord. And I don't mean Lord as in sort of a landed title, like we have. I mean Lord as in Yahweh, which means God. It is a title only given to God. And it meant that this baby was God. Yes, he was going to be the Saviour. Yes, he's the Messiah, but he's also God. Something they hadn't ever dreamed about. That who was coming. Those three words together means that the anticipation levels went through the roof. They were going to see a child who would become the Saviour, who would become the Messiah, the Anointed One, and he was God come to earth. The angel told them that's who it was going to be. They hadn't anticipated it, they hadn't expected it, but when they went and saw, they then worshipped. This is the message of hope and joy that was brought to the shepherds the first day. That the baby that came to earth that day was a Saviour, was the Anointed One, and was God. So what about us this morning? What's our expectations this Christmas? And I don't really mean about what you're going to have for dinner, or what your presents are, or how the ones that you bought other people will be received. What I mean is, what are your expectations about being here this morning and about meeting and encountering the baby in the manger? Are you here because it's tradition? It's Christmas Day, and that's fine. And is that your expectation? Or are you here because actually you've come because you know Jesus and you want to celebrate his birth? What are our expectations? This morning, my challenge to each of us is, how is this knowledge that Jesus came as God, as the Messiah, and as the Saviour for all, not just for the shepherds 2,000 years ago on a hill, not just for the people of Israel, but for all. That it is only through him that we can be made right and be in relationship with God. What is your expectation for this Christmas? Are you going to meet Jesus and see who he really was? As it tells us in Scripture that the shepherds found that day. And then looking further on, what is our expectation for the new year? For those of us who know, love, and follow Jesus, what's our expectation next year for how we will know him better, we will love him better, and we will follow him better? Perhaps you have no expectations, and this is all a bit of a surprise. Well, on the way out, there's some books on the left in the foyer as you come in. Please take one. One's a Bible, and the others are some books about what we believe. And we'd love you to take one, to read it, and possibly have your expectations challenged. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this story. We thank you for the shepherds and how you exceeded their expectations. Father, help us to have our expectations exceeded this Christmas, that we would meet the baby in the manger who would become the Lord for all and die for each one of us on the cross. Be with us now, Lord. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.